Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Parker Sawyers,
who plays Barack Obama, and
Tika Sumter,
who plays Michelle Obama in the hit indie movie called Southside with You. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time. This is awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
So yeah, well, let's just go one by one. What sort of sort of preparation do you have to do? Obviously, we're all familiar with Michelle Obama. We've seen her speak and everything. But what sort of preparation did you have to do? I know you were involved with sort of the production side too. So how did that sort of go down?
So the production side, after I read the synopsis, I thought, okay, whoever wrote this is brilliant, which is Richard Tanney, and I had lunch with him. He explained his vision to me, and he's like, but it's not written. I'm like, write it. Write the script. I was calling him like every 2 weeks, did you write it? Asking him, did you write it? And finally, he wrote it, and I was blown away. And then I just got the ball rolling on it with my agency and all that stuff. But then once, you know, it was actually happening, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm playing Michelle Obama or Michelle Robinson at the time. It's overwhelming. But also, on the other hand, there's no video of her at that age. Right. So I got to create her, but also her brother's book, Game of Character, really informed me about who she is and who she was during that time, and character-wise, family-wise, and all that. And then I also watched video of her now speaking to graduate students. Mm-hmm. She's just so lively and chill and accessible in herself. And then I also picked up, you know, some of her, the way she moves her hand to her chest, and definitely got a voice coach for the way she, you know, she talks and things like that. So yeah, it was a lot of preparation for this. A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you and Melania Trump studying her stuff.
That's funny.
How about for you, sir? I know, but for our listeners that weren't here before we started rolling, this guy was still sort of doing the imitation. He says he can't kick some of the, you know, some of the inflections and things. So how did you go about, mastering the president's speech patterns and the like?
Oh, well, that's right. Now it's not so much an imitation, but it's part of who I am. No, but
is it pauses? Is it?
It is. It's the pauses. It's sort of a sing-songy sort of way, and that sort of pause when he's thinking, and it goes to the back of the throat, and how he cuts off words at the end of the sentence, that sort of thing, and it goes down at the end of the sentence. So yeah, I prepared by watching videos of him online, of when he's 29 to 33 years old, just so I could get some sort of sense of how he was back then, which is quite similar to how he is now. And then I read, reread Dreams from My Father and Audacity of Hope, just to really get inside his childhood and the way he thinks and his thought process. And then I dropped all of that and then just played to Michelle, on the screen.
Nice.
Or rather, in front of the camera.
In front of the camera.
This is not a play.
You both, yeah, maybe it could be one day. You know. You guys both mentioned that you read sort of books and biographies, the brothers and then his, obviously. What do you think you learned about them that you didn't know from the beginning of the process?
That her family was a huge influence into who she is today. They have... Her mom, you know, her dad didn't get to finish school because, you know, of financial reasons and things like that. But he worked really hard to make sure that they got through. And it was a household of, you know, you are to be heard and you are seen at the same time. You know, they made sure that they had a voice. And I think that instilled so much confidence in them. And they talked. They really talked. And I know that's like, it seems like it's not a big deal, but nowadays we don't talk about things in the household. We're all on our phones, you know, but they really spoke about life, you know, and things that are going on. And her dad was involved in the politics and things like that in Chicago. So they were given like the biggest gift ever, you know, and I think that's self-esteem and confidence and realizing that their voice matters.
Yeah.
You know?
How about you, sir? Did anything sort of surprise you from digging down and getting to know him?
Nothing surprised me, per se, but I was reminded of how active he is and was, just the amount of things that he did from a childhood, just moving around to Indonesia, to Hawaii, to and then going to Occidental College, then to New York, and then to Chicago. And I think that's something that he and Michelle do share, that with her family, with her upbringing, and they were talking, and they were active, and doing, and piano lessons, and French lessons, and just doing something all the time. I can't picture either one of them laying on the couch, doing nothing, you know? No. And so it reminded me of just how active this person is, and I think even in the film, Rich did a great job where the first time you see him, he's reading a book, you know? He's always, always active intellectually. And so, my research reminded me of that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let's go into the date, you know, the juicy first date. We've seen, you know, like the before sunrise kind of thing with the lovers on, but never with a future first families. Everyone knows they went and saw Do the Right Thing. Like, I when I read that, I thought it was cool. It's almost sort of like fate that exactly 20 years after that movie came out, it was 89, right? Yeah, 1989, The Number, Another Summer, Sound of the Funky Drummer. That's how the movie starts. So then it's 20 years later for the inauguration. I mean, does it seem like sort of like a fatalistic thing in the timeline for you? Or what do you think they took from the movie?
There's a lot in that movie. Like I think Parker said, being active and aware. And I think during that time, they were both up against a lot, and especially Michelle in a huge, one surrounded by men, one surrounded by mostly white men, and being a black woman coming from Harvard, Yale, and probably being one of the only ones. So I think during that time, like she even says it, she, you know, in the movie, coming, she feels like she's coming from planet black, landing on planet white. And, you know, there's a lot of separation. And I think they wanted to kind of bring things together. They wanted to make a difference. So I think that movie probably affected the way they see things, you know, and culturally. And I don't know. I think that's all I got for you.
No, it's okay. Oh, okay. Take me just working with the director, with Richard. I know there's one shot where you're sort of in a silhouette, and it almost, you know, it strips away your guys' facial features, and it literally looks like them. It's like some crazy cool choices for him. But, you know, what was it like working with him?
Rich is, consummate professional and a terrific writer. And he knew the script and everything he wanted to do and what he wanted to accomplish backwards and forwards. And when somebody is so prepared and so on the ball, you can't help but rise to their level. And I think we all try to do that. Everybody on set, not just the cast, but the crew, everybody wanted to bring this vision to life. I'd definitely work with them again. It was a great experience.
Definitely. I mean, we're in an insanely heated political campaign season, and to have this movie sort of coming out at the same time, obviously we're a news station, so we got Republican listeners, Democrat listeners, whatever, but I think the one thing that at least hopefully everyone, even if they don't all agree on policy all the time, that everyone can agree on is like they're just a really great little family, you know? He's a great dad, she's a great mom, they have two beautiful, successful little girls, you know? What do you think this movie arriving at this time, and just before the election, in the heat of all this, to see that these two were two people that just fell in love and you know, the good side of the family side.
Yeah, I think at the heart of it, it's all about love, to be honest. So if you've ever fallen in love, you're in love or fell out of love, or it's just the beginning of a story. And even if you take them out, people have replaced, like we've had people say, this reminds me of my wife and I, or this reminds me of my boyfriend and I, you know. That's the great thing about the storytelling, that Rich wrote such a great script that, you know, they can associate themselves and take these two out of it if they need it to. But like at the end of the day, I think it's just about a girl and a boy getting to know each other, figuring it out and figuring themselves out at the same time and coming to a conclusion to maybe be together. Obviously, we know that that happens, but there's a suspense in it. And I think it's just a good story, and I don't think you have to be a Democrat or a Republican, whatever. You don't have to have any affiliation. It doesn't matter what it is. It's like it's a love story.
Has the first family seen it? Do we know? Have they seen the movie yet?
No.
Haven't heard anything about it?
Okay. I don't think they have.
And you guys haven't met them yet or anything yet?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Are you, if you do get the chance of You know, last question. If you do get the chance of them ever seeing it and they meet you, what do you think you would will tell them?
No, honestly, I mean, without being cheeky, I suppose. Thank you for, I would thank them for their service and thank them for sharing their lives with us, just and inspiring future generations. And I think that's also how I view the film coming out in this heated political climate, mm-hmm. is that it's a reminder of both parties, any party, at the base of it, it's the classic American narrative, love, ambition, build something together. And I think over the course of this film, you see that two people fall in love, they realize they're both ambitious, and they think, we could build something together, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for that, I would thank them for illustrating that and on the world stage, for now and for history.
Definitely. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Appreciate it. Cool.
Thank you so much.